I love it. I love it. You love it.
Okay, 2FM anyway, it's the Nicky Byrne Show with Nicky and Jenny until 2 today. Now, it is time for a segment that we like to call Feel the Burn.
Feel the Burn.
An exciting one yesterday, wasn't it?
It was. Well, I mean, as it was great weather, I mean, we were supposed to be blindfolded and taken to a place that we weren't supposed to know we were going to.
Yeah.
Sun was shining. We kind of had some guesses amongst ourselves where we would be off to. But during our prep meeting yesterday morning, head of 2FM, Dan Healy arrived in full of beans and said to us, "So you're off to the zoo today?"
Yeah, and poor Alan's face nearly dropped. He said, "I was a surprise."
But anyway, I do feel for Alan because he'd arranged the cameraman, he'd arranged the blindfolds, he'd arranged transport, he'd arranged it all to be filmed. It was going to work out
great.
What
happened though, we ended up saving a lot of money because we ended up driving ourselves there.
Absolutely.
But I didn't know exactly where I was going because I haven't been to the zoo since I was about six.
You did ask me, "Do you mind if I follow you?"
You said, "No problem."
Yes, because you were coming over to the north side of Dublin.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have my passport and I didn't know where I was going.
So we had some fun losing you in traffic, and this is how I got there first. This is what happened.
You mean you.
This is quite exciting, isn't it? Jenny doesn't turn up and I do Feel the Burn on my own. That has to be a lot harder than that, Linda. Yeah.
That's because you left her in the lurch.
Yeah, I did.
That's what happened.
She asked if she followed me to the zoo because she was a Southsider. I said sure, so I got her into town and then
it's okay.
Shut off and left her in Dublin City. She's no idea how to get to the gate we needed to get to here in the Phoenix Park. But anyway, she's lost. Now, at that point, Jenny, you were lost and you didn't know where to go, what gate, how to get there. You did approach a man at the zoo. What did he say to you?
The man at the zoo. So I was told someone was going to meet me at the gate, which they did when I eventually got there, because obviously everyone's there with their kids. It's midterm break. The sun is shining. You can get near the place. So I parked about a 20-minute walk from the place. I got there and your man said to me, "Do you see them people up there?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Follow the hill up, down by the Casaranca Trail, past the Meerkat restaurant. When you get to the left, you'll pass the ponies on the right and the elephants." And I thought, "Ah, no." I said, "Is it far?" He goes, "Oh, no, but 10 minutes. And I thought, "Well, I'm already an hour late. Thanks a million." And
were you cursing me at this point?
I'm fit to kill someone at this point. Now, I had what I call a temper Tina moment.
Oh, hey!
I was.
And was I being blamed? Like, when did you know me in traffic?
I knew I lost you in traffic when I looked in my rearview mirror and you threw your hands up, laughed at me and tore off down the road. And I was like, "I'm actually going to kill him when I get to him." You're only lucky when I finally arrived, you were blindfolded and you were too far away from me and Lindy held me back because I was going to do something damage to you.
Well, anyway, Jenny still hadn't arrived at this point, so I had to motor on and we met Jerry, the nice zookeeper, and here's what happened. He brought out our friend and here's what happened.
Great. We can, if you want to hang on here, I can bring our friend out.
It'll be a nice little box there, okay? Feel around inside the box.
Into the box?
Into the box, yeah.
I'm a celebrity, get me out.
Yeah, well, quite just and see what you... Tell me what you feel. It hasn't bitten anyone in ages. Relax.
There you go, okay.
So that's it.
You're getting close.
I'm getting close?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Okay, it feels... It's definitely an animal because I can feel a bone and kind of like lizardy kind of skin.
Okay.
Okay.
Something more.
Yeah, it feels like a snake.
Getting
I'm afraid
warm.
To squeeze it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if I go that way, it kind of feels a little bit reptile-y.
It's good.
Can I follow this around?
Yeah. You're getting near the end of bites now.
All right, okay. I can bite back. Okay, but I can't feel a lot of the... I'm going to go to snake.
That's it. You got it in one. Fair play.
Yay!
Excellent. So you can take it off, though.
Did you have any concerns, actually?
Casper, ball python.
What are you doing, Casper?
We do the bit again where you take off
It was Casper the snake.
Were you worried at any point that it might have been me in the box, seeing as I was late?
Well, you are a cold-blooded person. So it did cross my mind for a moment, but I knew you were late. So you couldn't be there ahead of time. Ahead of
me. No, definitely not.
Then what happened then? Jenny did arrive and we blindfolded her. After her little tantrum and she freaked out, we gave her an ice cream, we calmed her down, we warmed up her blood, and then we said, "Jenny, we blindfolded her up," and then we put what she thought was Feel the Burn in her hand. And here's what happened.
Just put your hand out. Right, hang on, easy, slowly. Right, go.
Can I touch it now am I going to?
Yeah. No problem. Can you go back in for a tick? Back in and come out again.
It's a twig.
Well, very good. Just a good practice.
Okay. You were just breaking me in gently.
I was just, we were just having a little bit of fun with you. We'd lost you in traffic. You were a bit stressed. You were very late. You were in a part of the world you've never been before. Your passport was lost.
We didn't know where it was going.
We blindfolded you. We could have done anything, but we put a twig in your hand.
Yeah, I know.
And you got it in one.
You're lucky you didn't put something sharp in my hand. Very lucky.
So then, Jenny, then we did give you our little friend, obviously. Okay. Would you like to hear back what happened?
Okay, yeah, go on.
Should we play it?
Yeah, sure, go on.
Tell me what you feel.
Okay. Nothing's going to bite me now, is it?
No. I know, asked for that one now, didn't you?
Okay. It's a reptile, is it? Of some.
You have to tell me.
Okay. Oh. Is there a face on this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think it's a snake.
Okay, good. Another one. Got it in one.
Yeah.
Well done. Hey, take off your blindfold. Hey, give me Casper.
So Casper became our friend instantly.
Yeah, we took photos. I haven't seen the pictures actually yet, so I'm sure Alan's going to tweet those and show them to us. What I loved after we recorded that and everyone had finished recording and everything, there was just the two of us standing there. You turned to me real seriously and went, was that blindfold on security? Because it didn't look like it was. I was like, yes, it was. That is true. He did say that. And see if I was looking underneath, I was like, no, of course it was on secure.
When I listen back to that, I laugh at myself because at one point I say, yeah, it definitely feels like an animal. I mean, we were in Dublin Zoo, for God's sake. What else could it be? Anyway, could be a twig. Then we asked, was the steak dangerous?
Generally, rodents would be the main part of their diet. They would feed on rats or mice.
Jenny's at risk when she arrives.
Correct. These are constrictors. Like, they don't have poison.
Okay.
They basically suffocate their prey. They would wrap themselves around. And they're incredible, some of their adaptations. They have a jaw that, even though the size, you look at the head, he would actually be able to swallow a rat because the jaws unhinge.
Right.
And they separate, and then they would swallow the prey whole and then digest it over a couple of weeks. And then you might need again for 5 or 6 weeks again then after that.
And if you released him into the wild out here, would he survive?
No, the temperature wouldn't be suitable at all. It's quite not a bad day today, as we know, but generally they would have to be kept much warmer than the Irish climate. That's why we don't have snakes in Ireland, per se, because the climate wouldn't substantiate or support.
So it's nothing to do with St. Patrick?
Nothing to do with St. Patrick.
Now, you heard it here first. That was Feel the Burn, and we have to
Feel the Burn.
There you go.
The burn. We have to say a big thank you to everybody at Dublin Zoo. Jerry, the zookeeper who looked after us and kept us safe yesterday from Casper, the friendly snake. And what a day it was in Dublin Zoo, actually. If the weekend that's in it now, I would highly recommend to head down there.
Really was great. Obviously, as we know, I haven't been there since I was a child, which is why I got lost. But Jerry, the zookeeper, a lot of you will know from the zoo on RT1, which is going to be back on your screens tomorrow at 7. So don't miss that one.
And we'll have more Feel the Burn next week.
What will be next? Can I just say, I just randomly got a text message from someone saying, are you in the RT choir?
To me?
No, to me.
Who sent you that?
You heard me singing. Priscilla in Warner Music. No, I'm not in the RT choir. Thank God.
Sing something.
I'm flying without wings.